Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I am so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. We want to thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited about our show today. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels. We're going to be talking about what's happening for all of us in this new, huge energy cycle. And as always, Elizabeth has great information about what's happening in the stars. I'm going to share some angel messages. So get something to drink, get comfy, and get ready for the inside scoop for the Virgo cycle. Now, for those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my pleasure to welcome her back to the show. And today is Elizabeth's birthday, so please join me in wishing her a very, very happy birthday. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Well, I am so glad I came here. Planet Earth and Christy's Connection to the Soul. What an exciting time. Well, that's an understatement.
Yes.
I told you guys it would get a little crazy with all the planets and fire signs and Uranus in the house. But we're about to move into Virgo, so I think that'll help a lot of people out. And so, yeah, we got some new energies coming on board, and welcome to everybody who's joining us live today. And, of course, you guys who will be, you know, coming in before the eclipse and after, of course. But I'm really excited for the people who tune in before the big eclipse on the 21st. And just kind of know, guys, you know, all the modern physics is telling us, you know, there's kind of no such thing as space-time in a certain sense. So just know, you know, all these energies that are happening and that we are integrating. Yes, it is like turning over a page and ending one chapter as we end the Leo cycle of 2017, and the Virgo is a new chapter in that, and there will be a shifting. But I just feel like just kind of know those energies of change will be happening throughout. So don't worry if you end up hearing this a little later, or you may listen to it a few weeks into the Virgo cycle and say, what were they saying? Let me re-listen, because we're in a Mercury retrograde, so you may be redoing and hear something that you didn't hear the first time. So yeah, it's, you know, it's there's definitely a lot going on.
Absolutely.
So would you like
yeah,
me to tell them what's going on with that, or how do you?
Yes, please.
Yeah,
Chrissy
has angel message, you guys. So we're excited about those too. And so yeah, let me just give you guys the overview, because we are again having the sun move from the sixth fire sign of Leo, where it's been with Mars in the North Node, and that has been so much energy because it's making those connections with Uranus, which is in such a late degree of Aries. I mean, Aries is a lot of energy. Uranus is like the unexpected, excitement, the unpredictable. And it is a paradigm changer. So that's not necessarily a bad thing, especially for the areas that of your life that have been stuck. And this big eclipse that's happening on Monday is in this majorly late degree of Leo. And so that's a new moon eclipse. So we get more Leo energy as the sun switches into Virgo. And that, in summary, is really what's going on for this cycle in terms of we're going to keep mixing these two. So if you can think of yourselves as wild alchemists out there, we're really, we have one beaker that's going to keep having some Leo added to it. And then we have another one of Virgo. And so people go like, how do you integrate those? Leo is fixed and fiery and a little flamboyant and, you know, but it's also your heart chakra and it's your back. And so all of you get your Leo on and make sure you're getting yoga or something that's straightening out your spine, like being in a good alignment physically is really important now. And Virgo is mutable earth, so different element, and it's Mercury ruled. And so we kind of switch. You know, that other baker is going to have the sun in Virgo. Mercury is going is in Virgo now because it's traveling backwards. And then Mars is going to go into Virgo during this cycle. And by the very end of it, Venus is going to go into Virgo. So we will have made a transition from the fixed fire into the qualities of Virgo. So when we think about those, Virgo runs the analytics. It's really a sign. It's there to help you think through things logically and practically, because we all have big ideas, but how do we manifest them and how do we take care of the logistics? How do we get from A to B? It's also a sign that is about your health and well-being. So you would take very good care of yourself in that sign. So any new health regimes that you would want to get started or redo, we have this Mercury retrograde underway until the 5th of September, and it comes out of the shadow late in the cycle on the 19th. And so this time is a time to, like, get in touch. What is your body telling you? How would it like to realign? Remember, anything starting with re, it should be, you know, you'll hear it in conversations, right? Over the next couple weeks, just years, like those, you know, you think of the glyph of Uranus with its little antennae on each side, you know, kind of scanning. Every time you hear a reword, revisit, redo, rework, reconnect, these are things that will be happening under this Mercury retrograde. But even the Mercury retrograde, it is in Virgo now, and it will go back into Leo because it's traveling backwards. So it goes to the previous sign on the 31st of the month, and then it will stop on the 5th when it stations back there in Leo, very late degree. Again, these late degrees of Leo, the strongest pull of Leo energies. Then Mercury will start moving forward again, and on the 9th, it will go back into Virgo. And then, like I said, on the 19th, it gets out of the shadow period where it was, you know, where it had gotten up to in Virgo before the retrograde started. So we really have this time that I was saying, you're going to feel a little Leo stuff, you're going to feel a little Virgo, and you're going to figure out, well, how do I integrate the places that need the heart and the courage and, you know, those kinds of things with the Virgo that need to stay very healthy, that are to do with daily routines. What's in your daily routine that is you would like to change, or that what changes in your daily routine will serve your bigger vision? Those kinds of things. Also, and this is a really important one for your listeners, Christy, Saturn is going direct. and I talked a lot about that in my video, so I don't want to spend too much time on it. But for you guys with the mutable stuff, you know, you guys have been going through that, and you just go, oh, no, not a mutable sign. You know, not those. We've had Saturn and Sag these last 2 years. Yeah, we've been very afraid the last 2 years. and it, you know, it has not failed to be a little difficult with philosophies, all the things that Christine and I told you about, like, I want to say 2015, it was the sun going into Sag show, but, you know, when Saturn changed, they went in Sag, and we sort of predicted these, you know, kind of difficulties and struggles over politics and philosophies would happen. That cycle is coming to an end by the end of this year, or at least this hard, really challenging part, but I promise you guys, we went through the worst of it last year with those Neptune-Saturn squares. So Saturn has been retrograde in Sagittarius, mutable sign, of course, making a square. It will make some squares to the sun and the planets that go through Virgo. So we'll get little, you know, reverberations of some of this stuff. But really, last year was the harshest of those, or the most intense, I should say. And I saw a lot of my mutables needing to make changes, but now you're starting to see where those things are landing and what the way forward is like. And so I just want to say this Saturn part, it going
direct during this cycle. And interestingly enough, on the same day that Venus moves into Leo. So Venus is back there in Cancer as we start, and it will go into Leo, and it will stay in Leo until September 19th. So that's what I mean. It's like, and Mars moves on the 5th of September into Virgo. So you just have this sort of like, we start with the Sun, Mars, and the North Node in Leo. Mercury's in Virgo. It backs up into Leo. Then it's, you know, starts moving forward and leaves Leo and goes on to Virgo. Venus moves into Leo and stays there pretty much the whole time or the majority of the cycle. And then Mars leaves Leo and goes into Virgo. So when I said Virgo, Leo, Leo, Virgo, I meant it. And so those are just, you know, think about just some of those ideas. What are you being asked to redo? What things can you bring into your daily routines that are changes now, because the mutables bring the change? What are you committed to? And really realizing this eclipse energy is such a massive reboot. It's just, so I hope all of you guys take some time out over the next weekend, and if you can on Monday, to, if you're where the totality is, to be seeing it. But you can watch it on the NASA site. But just to meditate within these, we're already in that energy. So, and hold that space, because this is, Christy and I probably can't give you words that are big enough, right, Christy?
Right.
Yeah, so those are, that should get us started. And I know you have a lot to share from angel messages, so
I
want to share all those.
Yeah, no, thank you. That is, it's such a, helps so much, because it is like such a huge time, and that word, it's not even big enough, like as you said. So it really helps to, for me to like suss out the feeling, like I can feel the feeling of shifting like to Leo, to Virgo, like those energies, and then like it does help to see like, okay, what can I do? How does this feel? What do I need to change? All of those things. So this is an exciting time, and we have messages from Archangel Metatron today, which is associated with that Virgo energy, and his energy is really strong and really intense, but also supportive and helpful. So I think that comes through really clearly in the message. And for those of you who are new to working with angels, you know, they're non-denominational beings of light who support everyone and anyone who feels ready to work with them. And Archangel Metatron's aura colors are pink and green, and sometimes includes violet. So the stone associated with him is watermelon tourmaline, and I think that that's so perfect, because if you've never seen a watermelon tourmaline, it really looks like a watermelon slice. It's pink and green, so I think that that's like a perfect choice for him. And because he is associated with the astrological sign of Virgo, some of the things that are kind of housed as virtues, if you will, underneath the umbrella include things like being hardworking, industrious, inventive, curious, serious, and one of the more challenging ones, perfectionistic. So hopefully this message will be really supportive for all of us as we move through this time of big change. Metatron supports us in understanding esoteric knowledge and teachings, and he also works with the sacred geometry, which is often referred to as Metatron's cube. And if you haven't seen that, you can just Google it and it'll come right up. He clears away debris and lower energies with this cube of light, and he also works very closely with highly sensitive children, their parents, and other caretakers of highly sensitive children. And he does support these children into their adulthood to help them stay on their path to do the work that they're here to do. And this archangel can help to clear away distractions, things that could be weighing you down, and support you in moving in the direction that you are being guided to go. He can support you in better understanding your sensitivity and understand how to use it in your day-to-day life in a positive way, instead of feeling like maybe it is a challenge or a hindrance for you. And if you feel called to support or help sensitive children or sensitive people in any way, he can work with you to help bring this opportunity into your life. And we have a message from Metatron today, and he says, as the energy shifts away from the carefree time of summer and into a time of more structure, this is a perfect time to make changes accordingly within your life. And so I'm going to give you a little caveat here, because I was shown images of people getting ready to go back to school, like doors right now. And for those of you who are in the southern hemisphere, yes, it is winter and not summer, but I was shown that energy moving towards spring, it has a similar feeling of like getting ready to go and making changes and what are you going to do. So even though it's a different season than summer, it's still applicable. Okay, and he says, use this energy or momentum to bring structure to the parts of your life which have felt they could use a clearing or a change. When things are left unattended, they collect a heavy or dense energy, which can make things within your life begin to slow down, especially as they relate to that particular area of your life. However, over time, things left undone begin to seep out into other areas of your life as well, making things begin to feel off, weighed down, and more challenging than need be. And I literally saw this energy kind of coming out of a closet that had been closed for a really long time, and it looked almost like a cartoon with like heat waves or just energy kind of trailing out of this closet and going all over someone's home. You may notice that it becomes harder to think clearly or that your motivation begins to wane. It may be unclear at first as to why this experience is happening. However, once this is cleared out and complete, it makes perfect sense. So don't wait for this important work. It will uplift and energize every area of your life. If you need support in this endeavor, please feel free to ask for my support. I can work with you to increase your inspiration and bring people into your physical life to help you. This is the time to clear out closets, garages, old things you haven't looked at in a long time, and get them out of your physical space. Do not move them from one place to another. If it's time for them to go, let them go. Everything in life is energy, and it must be free to flow. Heaviness and dense energies aren't healthy for you or your loved ones. Prepare for this new season by doing the work now so you can smoothly transition into the next phase of the year. Do not wait for a more optimal time. This is the optimal time. For those of you who are highly sensitive, this important work is imperative for you. Everyone is impacted by energy. You are more impacted. Imagine placing a magnifying glass over yourself, and you'll understand how much you're impacted by the things that are around you. If you felt you're experiencing blocks and doors opening for you, this is an opportunity to make way for new opportunities by minding the work in front of you. Do not be afraid of making this important change. It will yield great support in all areas of your life. And then he showed me an image of, by physically moving things and getting things out of the home or your office or your vehicle or outbuildings, it will be like a lifting happens on your mind so that you know what it is that you're supposed to be doing, and that your physical body will simultaneously be released from any lethargia or heaviness so that you'll feel almost, it felt like have more of a spring in your step so you can actually begin to do the work. And I kept seeing this image of almost like a hallway, if you will, that to get from where you are right now to where you want to be, this is what's in the hallway. This needs to be done so that you're ready. So when the energy shifts, you're ready to actually gain traction and actually have things kind of be lined up for you so it doesn't feel like so many missteps or just like blocks or what have you, and that this is the right time. So that's what I have for this cycle.
Wow. And it makes so much sense because there's just two pieces that I want to add to that, Christy, because, you know, we are moving next into Libra after this, which is like, I can't even believe it. It's hard to even wrap my mind around that, you guys. But yes, that is the start of, you know, it's a cardinal sign. So all this clearing out and changing and moving with the changes that are being brought into our lives, letting go, releasing, clearing things. It's really so that the slate is clear for a cardinal sign. And that's exactly what mutables do. That is their gift. And there's a continuation, you know, because that big eclipse is on the new moon
And the last thing I want to mention is that the full moon on the 6th of September, very special date, circle it on your calendar. And again, if you can take time around that date for meditation, because the moon is going to be at 13 degrees and Neptune will be at 12 degrees at that time. So connected with the Neptunian. So whatever like meditations or ideas you have, Virgo helps you write it all down. But Neptune brings in the more subtle energies or helps you drop down into a more quiet mind and spiritual space. And so this time would be really important for journaling. And if there are relationships with people that you want to clear, writing the letters that you may or may not send, those kinds of things to clear energies. Mm-hmm. But that moon is very big because of the Neptunian influence in a very healing, constructive way. And again, it may have to do with releasing certain things, but it's really powerful. So that was another thing in this calendar that I just wanted to point out to people, another very important date as we're being alchemists with our Leo courage and our Virgo being careful and thoughtful, considerate of others and all those mm-hmm. kinds of things, which I think are, and you know, add that Neptunian compassion. And I think it's going to be really special.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Yeah, it feels really big, really huge. And it's an exciting time, a tumultuous time, but we're all here because we are willing to move through it. And I think that all of your messages of support, Elizabeth, they help us all so much to kind of have an idea of what's coming up and how we can personally make changes or take action so that we can move more gently or organically through the energy. So thank you as always for all the work that you do to prepare for our show. And it's always just such a blessing having you here.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here and to share this with you every month and all your wonderful Pisces healing and energy. It's like I look forward to this so much, and I think the listeners feel that when we do the show together. So it's truly a gift, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, some Pisces influence. I think we need that for the softening, because Virgo can get too rigid, and that doesn't help with the Saturn stuff that we're going through, where there's judgments and those kinds of things. We need the softening. We need the compassion for other, whoever other is, because it's some peace within ourselves. So I feel like that all these healing things, we can kind of aspire to the higher sign of each sign and each planet and use it for so much healing. So big, big cycle.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that you have even more info on your newest video and lots of big things happening over for at your site too. So can you tell everybody what's going on with all that stuff?
Yeah, I do have thank you so much. And I know that you have we're all doing like some eclipse extra work with you guys, like just because it's so big and people are, I think, needing the extra support and guidance to move through it. So I know we both have done things, so I'll go quickly. So yes, you guys, till the end of the month, I'm offering an eclipse special, because a lot of you, to really know how it's going to work with you, it'd be so helpful to look at your chart and say, gosh, what do I have in late degrees and how is that being, you know, impacted by the eclipse? In other words, what's the eclipse really resonating with in your chart? What notes is it really hitting there? And so we can take a look at that. So I would run a souvenir eclipse chart that we cast on the day of eclipse, and it compares it with your natal chart. So we take your specific birth information, and then I give you a six-month transit report, which just shows the smaller transits, the big transits, so that you kind of see overall what's going on. And then, of course, a personal reading, and that's available when you order 30 minutes or more, and I kind of have to put in a minimum with that just because it's a lot of work to go over, but there is a discount code, LEOECLIPSE10, 2017 that you can use on my site. You can get in touch with me. My phone number is on the readings page and all that stuff. And, you know, we can work all that out. But, yeah, it's just a, you know, it's such a big event. And the fact that it's a lot of our listeners are here in North America and that this eclipse is coming through the whole country, the next one in 2024 will just be hitting, you know, the lower southeast quadrant. It will not be as important or significant as this one. So it's really big stuff. And if you're just trying to figure out like, what? I don't understand all those numbers. I'm really, you know, happy to help you look at that. And, you know, whatever's important to you, that's what we focus on in our reading. So yeah, that's my eclipse special. And so yeah, I know. And the Metatron stuff. Oh my gosh. Well, what are you offering? I know you got a really good thing too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm offering a special for the rest of the month, also a reduced price on phone sessions. So I'm even offering a 20-minute session, which I normally don't offer that. Usually the smallest session you can get is a half hour or 60 minutes. And so I'm offering a 20-minute session at a special price. If for those of you who feel like, gosh, you know, I just feel like I need extra support to get over this, like, you know, this hump or the energy, and I just need to see or pinpoint or receive a message specifically for what I'm working on, absolutely no problem. Happy to help. Just like Elizabeth, you can send me a little message through the contact form and just say, like, I want access to the secret special because it is not something that's being released to everybody. So listeners get an opportunity to access that as well as people who are a part of my my community. And so I would love to support you as we move through this big change together if you feel guided. And, of course, if you want more than 20 minutes, you can also have a reduced price on longer sessions as well for the rest of the month. And you can find all that good stuff over at my website, which is kristymayala.com, kristymayala.com. And just send me a little note through the contact form, and I will get you all set up.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
You know
yeah.
what? I have to tell them it's ElizabethOracle.com. See, you're Virgo. That and how funny is that? You're the Pisces, and you're, like, all practical. I'm like, I'm embracing Neptune. We need some Virgo, we need some earth, we need some grounding, you know, and the facts and the analytics, you know, that part of it's important, especially like when your pilot takes off, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
That part of life is very important, you guys. So we're heading into like such a big cycle and such a big shift, and oh my gosh, I'm sure Kristy, you and I are like just sending everybody who's listening so many blessings and so much
yes.
light as we move through this.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're not alone. You guys, reach out for support. You know, Elizabeth's site has so many resources, like so many videos, and like you can read backlogs of other blogs, and I have backlogs. All my blogs are there too. You're not alone. Even if it can sometimes feel isolating, if you're a highly sensitive person, you're not alone, and we're doing this all together, and we are sending you so much support, and yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, and we'll be here when the sun rolls into Libra.
Yes, we will.
Oh, yes. My gosh. We're going to the home stretch, you guys. We're going into the home stretch for 2017. You're really going to feel it by the end of this cycle. You're just going to be like, oh my God, it's the last mile of the marathon, and you're just going to actually get euphoric, which I think anybody's ever done, whether it's 3K, 5K, 10K, when you know, like, oh my gosh, the finish line's in sight, you actually get like that surge, that burst of new energy, and that's what we're going to go into next. So, you know, it really is, let the changes and the new openings, and use this time to redo anything that needs a little tweaking with that Mercury retrograde, and you'll be really ready for the home stretch.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, I'm so ready. And I can't believe it, but we're already at the home stretch of our show. Thank you, Elizabeth, as always, for being here. I really love having you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. So good to connect with you and all of the listeners. You guys, so many blessings.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, you guys. Have a wonderful week and a fantastic cycle, and we will see you very soon. And just sending you so much love and so many blessings. Bye-bye.